With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Gloria Norris has written her first novel, Looking for Bobby. But Norris is no stranger to the literary world. She's a former editor-in-chief of the Book of the Month Club and currently serves as a judge for the book club. Gloria Norris comes from Mississippi, a fertile ground for writers, home state to people like William Faulkner, Eudora Welty, and Walker Percy.
Whenever you read a Southern writer, but particularly a Mississippi writer, you really hear a voice talking. And it's like talking on paper.
A solitary childhood produced an early love of books for Gloria Norris.
One of the great luxuries of my childhood was that I didn't have many children to play with, so I spent all my time reading.
Gloria Norris lost her Mississippi accent, probably due to the fact that she studied speech at Ohio State. Norris took a writing course with Peter Taylor.
He suggested I should go to the Iowa school, but I had seen enough of college then, so I took a bus to New York and took a $65 a week job working as a secretary in a publishing company.
Where Gloria Norris met the man she was to marry, Gary Pomerantz.
He worked in the next aisle over and lived in my neighborhood, and we shopped at the same grocery store, so we were thrown together.
Later, she worked her way up to the job of editor-in-chief at Book of the Month Club.
You know, a lot of people who work in publishing always have a novel somewhere in the drawer that they're going to complete someday. I was working about 60-hour weeks, but I said, Sunday is going to be my day. So I just sat down and started writing, and I wrote a number of short stories, which I was lucky enough to have published.
In her novel, Looking for Bobby, published by Knopf, Gloria Norris writes of a young woman's obsession with her enigmatic cousin, Bobby, and how their lives cross in the Deep South, New York's theater world, and Mexico. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
One of the things about books is that they have a much larger influence than just those who read them. They are very much carriers of new ideas.
That's novelist Gloria Norris with BookBeat. I'm Don Swaim. Gloria Norris has written a first novel, Looking for Bobby. Writing, of course, is different from reading. And Gloria Norris is a heavy reader because she is a judge for the Book of the Month Club.
You read manuscripts and you think about them very carefully. And then every 3 weeks I meet with my other judges, Clifton Fadiman, Mordecai Richler, Wilfred Sheed, David Willis McCullough, and John Hutchins, and we have lunch and talk about the books that we've read and which one we think is the best and should be the book that month.
Nora says that book clubs do not hurt bookstore sales.
There's so little distribution of books in America that basically anything that gets a book out there and gets it in the hands of a lot of people and makes them start talking about it is good for a book.
Gloria Norris is married to another writer, Gary Pomerantz, whose novel Out at Home was published by Houghton Mifflin about the same time Knopf brought out Norris's book, Looking for Bobby. Norris has mixed feelings about living with another writer.
Sometimes it's good, and sometimes it's terrible.
Because the lifestyles of husband and wife sometimes clash. She's a morning person, he isn't. Norris and Pomerantz are sympathetic to each other's work.
We don't really hover around each other and say, this is what I did today. When a reasonable amount of work has been done, 50 or 100 pages, the other one will read it and say, this is good, that's not good.
Gloria Norris, her novel is Looking for Bobby. Out at Home was written by Gary Pomerantz, her husband.
The only problem I really have with my husband is that he likes my characters so much he steals them.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.